Good day to you all. It's Paige Estritori, welcoming you to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Let's delve straight into the top stories making headlines in the financial sector as of Thursday, June 19, 2025. Starting off down west, Perth's property market is seen as boarding the fast lane, preparing to take off amid limited supply. Industry predictions indicate a potential spike in detached homes and unit prices due to a surge in demand. This trend, driven by attractive rental yields, supportive tenancy laws, and affordability, could see house prices on an annual boost of around $50,000. Units, not trailing far behind, may also witness a 6% increase, adding approximately $33,000 on yearly basis, according to Domain. So it goes without saying, for investors, the city offers enticing opportunities with rental yields surpassing the national average. Heading over to superannuation, reform calls are growing louder to simplify access for foreign workers under the Pacific Australia Labor Mobility Scheme. These workers, hailing from Pacific nations and Timor-Leste, often garner superannuation balances ranging $3,000 to $16,000. And yet face significant barriers when attempting to access their hard-earned money. Proposals on the table include paying super directly to funds in their home countries or integrating it into their wages, a change that could alleviate their financial stress while also fostering more robust ties with our Pacific neighbors. As these discussions unfold, let's remember it's essential to align aspirations, not just with Australia, but also the Pacific's interests. Turning our focus global now, gold finds itself back in the spotlight. The 2025 Central Bank's Gold Reserve Survey indicates an upswing in the number of banks intending to hike their gold holdings, bolstered by their faith in gold's long-term value, crisis resilience, and diversifying effect. In what could be seen as a declining trust in the U.S. dollar, 73% of banks expect a shrinking share of the dollar, while 76% forecast an augmented role for gold in reserve assets. Lastly, we send our hearty congratulations to industry leaders recognized at the ACT Insurance Awards. Kudos to EML Group's Canberra Branch, the esteemed Insurance Leader of the Year, and to Allianz's Carolina Zubieta Ortiz, who received the Excellence in Claims Award. Among others commended includes Anne-Marie McGuire, of Allianz Workers' Compensation for Leadership Excellence. These recognitions surely propel our industry forward, setting robust benchmarks in management, leadership, and innovation. That's all for today's Financial News Wrap. Make sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more insightful updates. Thanks for listening. I'm Paige Estritori, wishing you prosperous financial decisions ahead.